Good afternoon. I'm Chris Weimer with the WBLC News Update. A missing person investigation in Cambridge has turned into a murder case. Court records show first and second degree murder charges have been added against 41-year-old Kenneth Bradley. Bradley's already facing kidnapping and assault charges. He was arrested in connection to Tijuana Britt's disappearance in February. Britt's car was found abandoned in a store parking lot in Easton. Her cell phone, wallet, and other belongings still inside. Both Britt's and Bradley's phone were found to be in the same location on the day she was last seen in Cambridge. Salisbury Mayor Randy Taylor is clashing with the city council over a project, and the Salisbury City Council has decided to move forward despite Taylor's objection. The city agreed to sell Mitchell Landing Apartments back in 2021 for $1.3 million. When Mayor Randy Taylor took office late last year, he looked to renegotiate that deal and get more money from the developer Green Street Housing, but the developer and members of the city council say this is a done deal. City attorney says that any actual change to the deal would require new legislative action in Salisbury. A hearing is scheduled in Maryland's Capitol for a bill authorizing use of the state's rainy day fund to help Baltimore Port employees who are out of work because of the bridge collapse and are not covered under unemployment insurance. The bill also would let the governor use state reserves to help some small businesses avoid laying people off and to encourage companies that relocate to other ports to return to Baltimore when it reopens. From the WBLC Newsplex, I'm Chris Weimer.